also our quality as well. But it's been part of it. We've been a consultee. We've engaged with DRD, and we've got back to them the same principle we're broadly welcoming. And this particularly because when you look at Belfast today, Frank, we have more tourists, more visitors. We have had more investment, which means that there's more people working in Belfast. And of course, we have the recently installed Belfast bikes. So we have a duty as a city to ensure that it's a safe place for all of the pedestrians and all of the cyclists which use Belfast.
You see, I'm never that good at reading maps, funny enough, Guy, which is a terrible thing for any man to say who stands in front of a weather map every night. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to following an atlas and the street, which street you turn right and which street you turn left onto, I'm sometimes stumped. Now, I'm imagining myself coming in on the Grosvenor Road and I want to turn right to go over, is it the Boyne Bridge there or towards Sandy Row? At what point does the 20 kick in? Is any of that 20, or do you need to be much closer to, say, the likes of the new hotels there or indeed the Opera House to be in a 20?
Well, from what I believe, the reason why there has been the 3-month delay actually relates to that question, because in order for it to be enforced, there has to be notice given to the motorist or to the driver. So where the roads off, where there's signs of 20 miles per hour, then that's going to be enforced. And for the roads that aren't on 20 miles an hour, then I presume that that's at 30. Now, the streets that are affected, I'm led to believe, are Donegal Square, Ann Street, May Street, Gresham Street, Upper Queen Street, Talbot Street, Chichester Street, Victoria Street, Warren Street and York Street. And all of those streets, the full list is available on the electronic appliances that you can use through the council and, of course, through DRD as well. But for us, Frank, we're broadly supportive if it does prevent any fatalities or any injuries to the pedestrians and cyclists that use Belfast.
And Guy, the spotlight will clearly go on the buses, because there are times, and we hear it on this programme, that buses drive at as tight to the 30 as they can get whenever they're in the heart of Belfast city centre. They're not breaking any laws by doing that, but you get a sense from some bus drivers, you certainly get a sense from people who call this programme, that some bus drivers display a slightly assertive tone, shall we say, whenever they're going from A to B through the city centre. Will this be seen then as the buses being well and truly slowed down?
Well, the buses have no immunity to this, and of course there are issues, other issues that exist in the city, particularly around traffic flow, but this is particularly around traffic speed, ensuring that Belfast is a safe environment. And probably, I don't know, but you may need to ask the department, this is maybe one of the reasons why it's been introduced, because of the speed of buses alongside other vehicles travelling through Belfast.
It does seem like a bit of a nuisance, however, if you're going through Belfast city centre at 3 o'clock in the morning on maybe a Tuesday into a Wednesday, there's not a sinner about, and you have to trickle through the heart of the city when you could, you know, zoom on at 30 because you're the only road user there, but you won't be able to do that.
Well, we have a growing nighttime economy, as you know, so to be quite honest, and we have people living in the city centre as well. So to be quite honest, I don't think there's an occasion in Belfast where you can quite honestly say that you can go above 30. And particularly if it's reduced to 20, it would make it a lot safer for the people living in Belfast city centre. And also the places, the nightclubs, the venues that are open that wee bit later. I think it's very fair on those people that come out of there, and that they can do so safely.
It is another way, of course, for revenue to be generated. Many a person's going to get a ticket for doing 22 or 23 miles an hour, like, which is a very safe speed anywhere, 22, 23 miles an hour. People are going to be getting tickets. They're going to be getting angry. It's going to be on the back of the bus lane, the bus lane rules and regulations as well, and how they're prohibited from entering stretches of tarmac onto stretches of tarmac that they'd like to drive on. And that has a cumulative effect. It leads to people not really wanting to be in Belfast city centre in case, to use a country term, in case they're nabbed.
Well, I think I'm no spokesman with the department. In terms of revenue, isn't that something you've got to ask them? But, I mean, I'm not their shining light in terms of bus lanes. I've raised concerns and raised issues with the bus lanes, and do so on a number of occasions with the senior managers in the DRD and Transport NI. And that's an engagement that's got to continue and take place. But again, Frank, I make this point, this is not about buses being immune. This is about everybody being treated fairly, that pedestrians can walk about, move about safely, that cyclists can come in, use our Belfast bikes and out, and do so in a safe environment. And I think that's very fair. And you mentioned it at the start. I mean, to be quite honest, other than in the late hours or the wee small hours of the morning, you'd be very lucky if you got above 20 mile an hour in Belfast. So this is something which we particularly welcome, although we are encouraging DRD to quantify any air quality and changes, particularly in relation to carbon monoxide and the effects that maybe from 30 to 20 could have on that. And this is a three-year pilot, so we're looking forward to see how the end of the 3 years do. And as part of the pilot, I've no doubt that the department will have to consult with business, will have to consult with the pedestrian users, the cyclists, and indeed ourselves as a council, and we're open to opinions. We haven't got a one-track mind. We're open to see what people think. But particularly on this occasion, when we talk about the nighttime economy, with more jobs in Belfast, with more tourists coming to Belfast, and of course the bikes again, I think we're particularly welcoming this scheme for that reason.
Okay, and I'll not put you on the spot with this one, but I wonder, will they monitor aggressive cyclists? Because there are quite a few of those in Belfast city centre. I'm not talking about the person that puts 50p in a metre or something and takes a bike across the town. I'm talking about the lycra-clad, aggressive guy who thinks he's in the Tour de France whenever he arrives in Belfast city centre. Will that he or she person be monitored when everyone else is trickling through the heart of the city at 19 miles per hour? We'll see. Guy, we'll see how it pans out. Listen, thanks for taking part. Thank you. The Deputy Lord Mayor, Guy Spence there. Some of your points to make, going to come to Enda and indeed to Liam in a moment. David McNary's an MLA who speaks, I think, for the motorist more than most politicians. David, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
David. I have a funny feeling you wouldn't be overly keen on the like of this.
I think it's an absolute disgrace. This is just more hit the motorists and hit them hard. It's a cash cow for fines, just like they're doing to the motorists on the bus lanes. Now they're going to ring up the tills for 20 mile an hour exceeding that. You can't. You know what part of the road is there there for the motorist, the taxpayer? The roads are dug up half the time. You can't get onto them to do any speed. The bus lanes are there. You can't go into them. And if you get into them, you've got to be careful that there isn't a horde of cyclists coming down on top of you, and they're pushing you all over the place as well.
Well, let's presume they will keep an eye on the aggressive cyclist. And we're not suggesting that every cyclist is like that, but there are some cyclists on the road who are a risk to life and limb, their own and everyone else. There's also on the roads people who drive with an aggressive tone, I think was the term used earlier. And these include bus drivers, some bus drivers on occasions who are allowed to do 30 in the city centre. If everyone is actually pegged back to 19 or 20, surely we'll all be safer as road users.
I'm not as clear-minded as people are on that. There's evidence that I have seen from Scandinavia, which actually has said that by reducing speeds, you can increase the likelihood of an accident because everybody is going so slow and trying so hard not to get fined or not to break the law, and that the whole of the place shuts down. And I think what you will do, you'll see more gridlock than we have. I think, as you said quite rightly, and you've made a very good argument for my case this morning in your questioning, it would really be a world record for a car to set off through Belfast and do 30 mile an hour these days. They just can't do it. The aspect of safety, Frank, I'm all for safety measures. I'm on the record of supporting 20 mile an hour at hospitals, at schools, at old people's homes, where people need to take care and need to slow down. I'm all for that. But coming into your capital city, what about it? So I heard somebody talk about tourists. So I'm a tourist coming down from the airport in a taxi. And all of a sudden, the traffic all slows down, and what's the problem, Mac? The guy says to the taxi driver, "Oh, can't do more than 20 mile an hour." You know, I just don't know what kind of reception a tourist of any sort, and certainly a businessman, is going to think, what on earth kind of place is this? Do they just want to, you know, go slow all the time?
Will shoppers be forced out of the city? I know I'm sort of asking you a question here that's not challenging you, but it's so relevant. Do you think they'll be having second thoughts?
I hope not, because I spend quite a bit of time talking to the retailers. One subject you might take up, Frank, in the coming days is the footpaths of Belfast, where the shoppers are falling down. They're getting tripped up all the time when they're going for a bus, etc. But I hope not. The retailers are trying so hard to keep business, to do the sales, to work, to have the products there. Belfast is a vibrant city, and the vibrancy is of people coming into it and making it the success it is. All this 20-mile-an-hour thing, for 3 years we're going to have to put up with this. And you'll be a motorist that you'll have to think, I'm going into Belfast now, what have I got to do? I've got to make sure I do 20-mile-an-hour, I'll get a fine. Make sure I don't go into a bus stop, a bus lane, I'll get a fine. Make sure that I can get round the roadworks that are all dug up or I'll be in trouble. Make sure that I've got to watch out for the cyclists. Make sure I've got to look out for pedestrians. I always do look out for pedestrians. What about this list now? How am I going to cope? I just think we're going backwards instead of forwards.
Okay, David McNary, thank you very much indeed. Who are you with on this?